Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very glad that Kim Levine is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Kim is the author of Mommy Millionaire, best-selling book. She's the author of Mommy Manifesto. She is the founder and the president of Mommy Millionaire Media, and she's a lady on a mission. And guys, her work, her mission is all about women. You want to listen because you need to know what she's up to and what these women she's helping her up to. But I will tell you, this message is all about ladies. And if you don't believe that, her first book is the cover is nothing but pink and lime green. So I don't know whatever that tells you. So she's our good friend, though. She's been a member of our Brain Trust now for almost 3 years. Kim Levine, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim, and Happy New Year to you.
You too.
And I'm excited to talk to you.
And I want to thank you for leaving the pink and the lime green off the second book cover.
Well, you know, that's so funny, Jim, because many hundreds of men have written me to tell me, you know, I got your book, Mommy Millionaire, and I took the dust jacket off.
Oh yeah.
And they said, one guy actually said, can you send me a camo?
Yeah. I think that was my idea back when we talked about that before. But anyway, all right. Look. We got a lot of important stuff to talk about here, Kim, because
yes.
You and I both know that women capitalizing their business for some reason is tougher for women than it is for men. It's capitalizing a business for anybody, any small business is tough because Blasingame's first law of small business states that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business.
Yeah,
and for
exactly.
male or female. But you're on a mission. You're trying to turn this thing around and help women get access to capital. And tell us how you're going to do it.
Well, Jim, you know, it is true. This has never been more true, your first rule of business, than now. You know, first of all, there's no banks aren't lending. We all know that.
Here's the thing. Big banks haven't been. Small banks have been prepared to make loans, but their standards have tightened up.
Right.
And they sure haven't been lending to startups.
Right. So despite all the bad news about the conventional banking industry, there's still $20 billion available every year in angel capital alone.
And that doesn't include the billions available in
venture capital. And that number's growing by 20% a year.
Remind the audience what angel capital is.
Angel capital is private equity money. This is a rather new phenomenon. They're groups of investors who usually come together in their communities for the purpose of investing for economic growth and development.
Or it could be an individual. It could be an individual all by themselves, somebody you know.
Right. Yeah. And they usually pool their money, and I've seen angel investors put $50,000 into a startup. I've seen them put $2 million into a startup.
Right.
And they're a little more patient than venture capitalists. They have more patient exit strategies. They have usually lower standards for investment. Venture capitalists, you know, they want $1 million buy-in minimum.
A lot of them are even higher, a lot of higher than that.
There's hundreds of billions of dollars
of money available out there from these guys, but you have to approach them the right way. And tell us what you're doing about that.
Right. The biggest mistake people make is that, angel investors, they think they're beneficent, that they're in the business to give away money. And I tell people, no, these people will eat you for breakfast.
Right.
If you show them, you know, they're just about high growth, high profit. It's just about strictly business. And, you know, despite the fact, Jim, we've mentioned this before in the show, women own 48% of all businesses in America and are starting them at twice the rate of men.
Yeah.
Women only get 4% of this money every year. And, you know, with conventional bank financing, I took a detailed look at this in my book, The Mommy Manifesto. And, you know, there's just new research out there that suggests that both women and investors are culpable. investors, number one, I've traveled across the country, sat across the desk from some of the biggest investors in America and asked them to come to this event I'm putting together, and most of them were shocked themselves to hear that women only get 4% of the private equity.
Do you think there's been an unconscious chauvinism?
I think there's an unconscious and conscious chauvinism. You know, I know in women investors, there was a story in the Wall Street Journal recently where a woman who had her doctorate from MIT was out in Silicon Valley, and one investor was famously quoted as telling her, your business card might as well say mommy because I'm not going to give you any money because you're a woman. Yeah, there's still those, you know, it's an old boys network, Jim.
Yeah, well.
And never so much more in the world of private equity.
You know, women.
It is an insulated world.
You know, Kim, the women upon whose shoulders you stand, Lillian Vernon, Mary Kay, people like that, those women took decades to get that old boys club out of the banking system. And so now you're telling us it still exists in the private equity business.
But here's the thing, Jim. I don't think that that they're fully culpable. I think that, you know, there is a protocol for penetrating this group, and women don't know what it is. Women don't know how to network with these men.
Women don't
have the courage to stand in front of these men and ask for money. And I, you know, there's culpability on both sides.
Is it a confidence thing? Is it a preparation thing? Is it a skill thing? What is it?
I think, first of all, it starts with nerve. You know, it starts with the ability to stand in front of a group of investors and ask for, you know, $50,000, $150,000, $1 million. And, you know, I tell people the hardest thing any entrepreneur has to do is raise money.
Yeah.
And nobody's teaching anybody how to do it but now. You know, and I've raised capital, angel capital, twice. I know what it's like. You know, you can't even prepare. Nobody can tell you what it's going to be like as you go from your first presentation through due diligence through the closing of your papers.
So basically what you're saying to women is man up.
Man up, stand up for yourself, go in there and get your share. And you know what? If you're going to go in there and get your share, this isn't a charity. You're not going there asking for money because you're a woman and they've only given 4%.
They don't
owe you anything.
And you know,
you're
going
to go in there and get money because you deserve it.
The thing that women are going to have to do to learn how to man up is they're going to have to role play with some people who eat them for lunch in a practice session so they can know how to deal with that kind of pushback, I think. I think
exactly.
That's one thing.
And that's what I'm going to
hold
do,
on to that
Jim.
Thought. Give us,
I'm
your,
going
give
to
us your website,
women.
Kim. Give us your website.
For this website, they can go to 1millionnewbusinesses.com because what I'm doing is launching this private equity event in July of 2011. I've already got the commitment from some of the biggest names in private equity.
When we come back after these messages,
we
come back, Kim's going to tell us all about that event. Ladies, pay attention. Guys, we need to know what they're up to. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.